laughing at. They're laughing at me. Here we go again. Sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't. What I learned after I learned Chinese, I could figure out sometimes what they would say. Oh, you kind of get that pizza, lao wai. Look at the big nosed foreigner. I went to the country. They don't say this anymore, but I went to a small town one time, and I heard an old man. He was driving a three wheel motorcycle. It was a taxi motorcycle, and he goes, "Oh, Yang Guizi," and he was a foreign devil. But you never hear that anymore. Very rarely hear that. Very rarely. But it's my vision is just get the church established. Get the church, build them up in their most holy faith, and teach them. Have the Lord calls them out. And I don't have a great ambitions of building schools and all that stuff. If we can get a solid church pastored by a Chinese person going, to me that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because that's the lasting work. It's a cross between, in my view, it's a cross between turkey and beef. It's pretty good. But it was just awkward eating it because if you like dogs, you don't like. Some people, the like dogs is, I like dogs. I like dog. Both. Both. Some Chinese have never eaten dog, and some Chinese, when you mention eating dog, they also cringe. A lot of people will eat it in the winter because they think it makes you stronger and warmer. Yeah. And they prepare it different ways. I had a neighbor when I lived in Zhengzhou. I lived on the seventh floor there, and the building next to me was only five floors, so I could see down. And in the summertime, they'd stay up all night on the roof, playing, it's called mahjong, or sometimes they play poker all night because it was hot and they didn't have air conditioning. And then in winter, in the fall and in winter, they had a dog, a white dog. It was a nice dog. And I seen him every day. They'd bring him up bowl noodles on there on that roof, and the dog would eat and eat. And they were fattening that dog up. Because one day around the Chinese New Year, I noticed that the dog was missing. And he wasn't a pet. He wasn't a pet because the rest of the time he was up there on the roof. They didn't care. He just showed up missing one day.
I'd like to relate to the story of the dog. When I was in my wife's country, Taiwan, I was in charge of the metal shop, and the Chinese foreigner that was there was from China. Uh-huh. He was raised in the Philippines, and it was regular. The meat was a dog.
If some places that really specialize in dog, they raise them specifically for that. It's like a turkey farm or something. In Korea, I know that they're actually in Korea, the dog is much more of a delicacy than it is in China. Not necessarily scooters. Yeah, sometimes scooters, but sometimes motorbikes. Yeah, because they're small and they're cheap. We've had three on one time. After I was married, that's how my wife and I got around. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. I shouldn't say never. I don't ever plan on ever buying one again. I just, the thought of that pavement hitting my back again is just. Yeah, they have traffic laws, but no one obeys them. The traffic law is whoever has the biggest vehicle has a right of way. And the problem with driving over there is that it really tests my patience, and I will. And I end up blowing my testimony because I'll end up arguing and getting angry at some guy because he's, it's happened, for example, I've driven my motorbike along and the curb over on here is about this high. And there's a taxi cab in front of me and the street is only so wide. And he's driving in the middle. I can't get by him. And he's just, I could walk faster than what he's driving. And it's getting me kind of aggravated. And finally, I got an opening and I tried to get by. And then he comes over like this, and there's a curb over here, and I get mad. At that time, I lose my testimony. I yell at him. So what are you doing? You know, we start arguing. It doesn't do any good, though. All he does is, his view is, hey, man, if you don't like it, go back to America. And my view is just, you know, just some simple common courtesy, you know, and but that common courtesy stuff and the righteousness, that comes from righteousness. And without Jesus Christ, you can't make a law to make someone's heart righteous. You know, Jesus Christ told the Pharisees one time, he said, righteousness and, righteousness and judgment. There's some things that cannot be governed by the law. There are some things you can make rules by laws, but you can't govern you can't govern selfishness and pride by law. You can't govern righteousness by law. And all that has to be a change in someone's heart, and that's only through a new birth, through Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Okay. I've never personally had that happen, but it wouldn't surprise me. And your husband was telling me about that. And I just purposely try to avoid that thing. Yeah, there are some people, a lot of Chinese will walk across the street, not just Chinese, but I talked to other guys in the Philippines are very fatalistic. I mean, they'll just go across the street without looking, you know, and if they get hit by a car, that was my fate. And then, oh, it wasn't your fate. It's because didn't look across the street when you, and you think, oh, such a basic thing, you have to, yeah, such basic things. And, yeah, if you're, you have to watch that sort of thing. It's important to have a good testimony because I'm the foreigner there. I'm in their country, and I should respect their laws, respect their culture, you know, or at least respect it to the point where I'm not openly bashing it unless I'm comparing what's wrong in a cultural difference and what God says. I mean, the Bible transcends culture. And when I go there, I mean, I'll talk privately with people about the government and stuff, but I don't ever from the pulpit say things, because they also know, especially if they're saved. When you're saved, you're passed from darkness to light, and you have finally got some light. And a lot of them, even if they're not saved, they know the government's corrupt. They know it's very, you have to give some money on, you know, line somebody's pocket with money to get something done. It's just it's a common knowledge. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
As far as discipleship goes, you know, most countries have a very in-depth culture. Yeah. Here, we're still a young country, and most people have no idea what our culture really is. But as far as, you know, when people get saved, how is it over there? Can they get rid of their paganism and things like that?
A Christian grows very slowly over there. It's not like it is here.
I was going to say, because we don't really have a whole lot to give up, because our culture doesn't really go that deep.
Exactly. This nation is like no other nation. And our the Bible is permeated into this culture. Even if a person is an atheist and they think the Bible is a bunch of lies and they don't believe God exists, whether they like it or not, the Bible, they're run by the Word of God, and the Bible is within this culture. And why civilization comes from being civilized comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, putting other people first before yourself. When you open up the door, allowing somebody to go in first, that comes from the Bible. Because in China, I got in the habit. It takes time for them to grow. And you can't feed them with a lot of heavy doctrine. It's just basic doctrine about salvation. And if you say, example, God is never changing. God is never changing. Okay, He doesn't change. How does this affect my life? How is this going to help me on my job? How is this going to help me in my marriage? How is this going to help me with my husband coming home late at night? And you have to take these Bible doctrines and these Bible truths and apply them practically to people's lives. And the growth is slow. It takes time. And there's not a lot of resources where they can listen to things in their spare time. You know, here we can order tapes of this preacher, of that preacher, and listen to them while we're driving our car or whatever. And you can't do that there. They're just practically non-existent. If they are existent, usually the neo-evangelical, ecumenical type stuff is just a bunch of slop. And it's better than nothing. Some of it is anyway, but it takes time. They grow slowly.
Mm-hmm. So, you start talking about modifying behavior to further progress your spiritual growth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over there, their culture is engulfed in spiritual things. So,
Chinese culture, there's a lot of superstition, a lot of tradition, and a lot of superstition, but Shem is supposed to be the more spiritual one, but you know what? All flesh is grass. And in Galatians 5 and Ephesians 5 and those all that fleshy stuff, it doesn't matter what culture they come from, it's all flesh is grass. And they have to know what the Bible says, and because tradition is very strong there, I've told people some things, some very basic things, and they say, oh, well, but this is China. That was what they'll say. And what it is it's an excuse. You say, well, yes, but in China, or Chinese culture is like this, and what they use is an excuse. And I've talked to them like that, and they just need time to grow. They need time to let the Holy Spirit do the work in their heart that needs to be done. I have known a professing Christian to go and see a fortune teller, not once, not twice, but maybe more than three times after they got saved. And that stuff. And in China, some of the fortune tellers, man, they're the real thing, and you're dealing with some spooky stuff. Okay, Pastor Hoffman. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for the blessing it is to meet here on Wednesday night, or Thursday night, Lord God. And thank you, Father, for the blessing it is to be in Christ. Thank you, Father, for the blessing to have eternal life, to have our eyes opened and know your Son, to know the truth and have your Word. Thank you, Lord God, that we no longer need to just walk blindly in the darkness, and that the light of life dwells within us, Lord God. Please, Lord God, help us to respond correctly when you show us something that's wrong or not right in our life. When you give us light on our own sin, help us to respond correctly as you would have us respond. And Lord, please bless everyone as they
return to their homes and go to work and help them in their families and help them in their walk and their jobs and their everything, Lord God. Bless them and encourage your people and help your people, Lord, and give them a burden for lost souls and give them a burden for souls in China. We ask these things, Father, in the Lord Jesus Christ's name, amen.